In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're tuned into Buffalo Bulls Radio. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, co-sponsored by Kegworks and A-Turf, brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, Town BMW, and ComDoc. UB Football Insider is coming to you live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Here's UB head football coach Lance Leipold and assistant athletic director for communications, John Fuller.
All right, good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning us in tonight. We come to you live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on the North Port Highway right next to the Marriott Marina Mexico campus. You can leave work. Come over and stop by, say hello to Coach Leipold. Talk a little UB football tonight. And Coach, come up a tough loss to Western Michigan, but a very, very good Western Michigan team, ranked 14th in the country. And I think for the first half, the Bulls hung with them pretty well.
Yeah, they're an excellent football team, John. And, you know, everything that we thought they would be, they were, as far as, you know, the multiple weapons, the depth. You look at the size of their offensive line, their athleticism there. That's an excellent football team. They've played that way all year, undefeated, all the things that you said. But, especially defensively, I thought we came out with great energy. I think we stopped them on downs, three punts, recovered a fumble. Unfortunately, just couldn't generate anything to get us points on the board early and kind of capitalize on that momentum and take the crowd out of it a little bit. And then went in 14-0 at half and just never really got a chance to get anything going there second half.
Yeah, I thought the defense played just fantastic. Kept Western Michigan off the board in the first quarter. Only one other quarter this entire season had they not scored points. Northwestern, I think, in the first game of the year.
Yeah, with a field goal or something that. So it was for us to do that. Our players for coming out with that type of energy in that type of environment and, again, to make those stops. And really for the whole game, I think they had 60 yards rushing up until, like, the last series or so of the game, and score was well intact, and we were rotating more players. But for an effective run game that they have, I thought we did an excellent job. Unfortunately, play action pass and really the core of receivers that they have, they were able to create some big plays.
Yeah, I think the run defense is definitely, it was the bugaboo of this team earlier in the season, but I think as the season's progressed, especially against Western Michigan, it's come around and doing a much better job of stopping the run.
Yeah, and it's unfortunately it sounds, repetitively that each week we've talked about these things, John. It's different things at different times. What we show glimpses of being an excellent offense and been able to run the ball. We've created more explosive plays this year in the passing game, just not consistently enough. Defensively, as you said, we struggle against the run and playing the pass pretty well. Then now we're playing the run pretty well and an excellent football team took advantage of that and really found some seams. So when you're in a position like us and right now as we continue to build and we want to find a way to send our seniors out appropriately, but we're waiting for that day, and we have to get a little bit closer putting that whole thing together, and then success will come.
Yeah, I think even from an offensive standpoint, while you'd score points, I mean, if you look at the 13 times you had the ball, six times you were able to cross midfield and get into Western Michigan territory. So you were doing good things to move the ball. It just you couldn't get it over the hump.
Right, and when you're playing a team that is that good, a nationally ranked team, team that's really riding a good wave right now. I believe at least two of those drives, we had penalties.
Yeah.
Another one, we dropped a snap, and then we had a sack scramble for a fumble. And really, most of those are self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're playing good football teams and you're trying to get yourself in a position to make it a four-quarter game and pull out a win, you cannot have those self-inflicted, type situations if you're going to beat a team of that caliber.
Yeah, one of the players I thought played really hard, and he's really done so all season, but especially in the last couple of weeks, is senior running back Jordan Johnson. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed, and I think this is the first time I've noticed this, you had him on punt coverage.
Last couple of weeks, we've had him on punt.
Is that just a situation where he just doesn't want to come off the field?
Well, Tuval, yeah, he almost had a chance. He had a chance to get that fumble. Unfortunately, he didn't land on it. But Jordan was a starter on the punt team last year, and multiple reasons, some depth issues, but for some of our players, Mason Schreck being one, or some of our players that have. Whether it be healthy or where we're at, are players that are going to have a chance to hopefully play beyond UB and get a chance, hopefully get in a camp. We thought it was advantageous for Jordan's sake and his development, again, to put some special teams play on film. And he had done it last year, so we talked about it a few weeks back. If he was, hey, we want to take a look at this and get you back out there and doing it. And Jordan's been, really like, our senior class has handled this at, this disappointing season with great class and to continue working, whatever. And he's been a great leader. He's grown as a leader each and every week. And, again, when he asked for the opportunity, we asked him. He said, yeah, I'll do it. No questions asked. So he's been on kick return. He's been on punt. And, again, we'll do that again this week.
Now, is that something you as a coaching staff think about? I mean, obviously you want a game plan to win games, but are you also thinking about individual players and how you can, get some more exposure for them and put them in different positions?
Again, within reason of what you're trying to do, our job is to get ourselves in a position to win football games. But, again, our seniors, it isn't like we've gone to our seniors, hey, we're gonna play all the young guys to get ready for the future. We've always taken the approach, we're going to do what we can to win this football game this week. I think we owe it to every squad member. We owe it to our administration. We owe it to our fan base. And so there's no tanking of games or anything like that for the future.
Right.
And if we get a chance to find ways to develop players in each in different ways, at the beginning of the year, you're looking at guys, you're looking at health, you're trying to get some young guys on the field, get them experience on special teams, and then sometimes we kind of mix and match. We try not to keep starters on any more than two special teams,
mm-hmm.
Besides that. But as it kind of went through, we were able to get a few more on.
Yep, well, we're going to talk about the Bulls' next opponent, Bowling Green, in the next segment, but I just wanted to ask, how important is it to win this final game of the year just for building momentum on the next season?
Well, it'd be extremely important. I think, you want to end the season and careers for seniors and with a happy locker room, so being positive coming out of it. So it would be very important, and playing a team that has also had a difficult season, but playing their best football on the road will be a big challenge.
Okay, we're going to talk about the Bowling Green Falcons, who the Bulls will face on Friday afternoon when we come back. Right now you're listening to UB Football Insider with head coach Lance Leipold live on ESPN 1520.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub Grill. Our Millersport location is now complete with 40 TVs and 41 taps. We have a new bourbon rack with 55 bourbons, whiskeys, and gins, a larger banquet room, and lots of room for big parties. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill will have our giving tree for the holidays. Our new banquet menu has buffet and happy hour packages, so book your function early. Of course, Transit still has 60 taps and 70 TVs. We have a new expanded patio roof for extended season with fire pit and fire tables. Still, great food, the best people, and a great atmosphere for almost 90 years since 1927. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, a premier family business. Eat local, stay local.
Hello, it's that Kegworks guy from the Kegworks store, the place where holiday shopping doesn't suck. Let's face facts, Jack. Slogging through the mall can sometimes be a pain in the keister. Who wants that? That's why you need to get to the Kegworks store. We feature over 3,800 square feet jam-packed with the kinds of unique gifts and tools for drinking that will make your loved one say, Santa who? If your shopping list is chock full of people who enjoy a fine adult beverage or two, we're certain that we've got something that will light each of them up like a Christmas tree. For the beer lovers in your life, shop our wide selection of specialty glassware, kegerators, home brew supplies and ingredients, local brewery t-shirts, growlers, and much more. For those who crave craft cocktails, we've got top quality bar tools, premium cocktail mixers, bitters, syrups, awesome Bloody Mary supplies and garnishes, elegant glass sets, and other finishing touches. Why settle for the same old this year? Come to the Kegworks store at 1460 Military Road in Kenmore. We've got the gifts they actually want.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $265 per month. Only $265 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, right next to UB Stadium. Here's John Fuller.
Welcome back to the show. Coach, tough test for the Bulls on Friday to take on Bowling Green. You know, heading just a couple weeks ago, you thought, okay, you know, Bowling Green's been struggling, only won one game. But if you really look at their schedule and some close losses, and now they've kind of started to put it together, and they've won a couple games, including a 42-7 win over Kent State just this past week. Talk about the test you're going to have in the Falcons on Friday.
Well, it'll be an extreme test. You know, last year's conference champion with a lot of returning talent, coaching staff change. I think it's taken them a little bit to kind of find their groove and what their identity was going to be. You know, it appears that they kind of came in with a mindset of what they wanted to be like, but then, okay, what can we be good at? They made a quarterback change, got a young redshirt freshman quarterback who's very talented. But really what they've, you know, kind of thinking what they've been doing in the past, throwing the ball around, doing a lot of different things, they really have committed to the run game, and that's where they've really found some success here of late, and they're doing an excellent job running the football, the big physical offensive line. And I think they've kind of relied on them in a stable of three running backs, kind of rotating some that is giving them a chance to control the ball and make some things happen. I think early in the year too, John, they unfortunately, with different reasons, they just had a lot of turnovers and weren't creating a lot. They had some bad luck, played some tough weather games, and next thing you know, games got lopsided on them in a few of those situations. So they've kind of rebounded from all that, which is a credit to their coaching staff. Kept coaching, kept going, and I think, as you said earlier, both of us are going to try to find a way to end this season on a high note.
Yeah, you talked about the running game, and I was watching the Kent State game last week, and you rarely see this, but they had three different running backs rush for 100 yards. Yeah. You don't, you know, in the same game, you rarely ever see that. Is that just a product of the system, where they just have a good running system, they can just kind of plug a different back in there?
Well, you know, they're, you know, that was a game, and, you know, they're catching, you know, I think Kent State's pretty banged up in some areas, a couple guys not playing, the conference-leading tackler, you know, sometimes it's the matchups and when you're getting certain teams. But, again, to their credit, being able to utilize some backs, they're rotating some anyway, and they were able to create some big plays, and guys are all making it happen, when you've got guys that you've been rotating all year, they all took advantage of it. Some were getting a chance when the game got into the, you know, maybe in the, you know, 30s, and boom, next thing you know, another guy hits another long run, and all three get 100 yards.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that before. do you, I know this is your second year here, second year here at UB, do you understand the emotion, the rivalry with Bowling Green? I mean, there have been a lot of big games between Buffalo and Bowling Green over the last few years, and I mean, I know just being around the guys that they get up for this game more than any other game, and you know, have you sensed that this week?
Yeah, you know, I think our guys have. You know, I think you know, obviously I think we respect everyone in our league, but this is one that's always kind of you know, been identified as one that, at least on our end of things, you know, again, locality for us being where we are versus the Michigan and Ohio schools, I think they have a lot more built-in natural rivalries. But I think from our players in that, they take this one with a little extra to it. And I think our seniors, especially the ones that have kind of been a part of these for a long time, would like to know better way to end this and with a victory over them.
Yeah, I mean, the last few years, I mean, just for a lot of the seniors, their freshman season, you know, when the Bulls went to the bowl game, they had a chance to play in the MAC championship game, and we hosted Bowling Green here down at Ralph Wilson Stadium, now New Era Field. They had the opportunity to win that game in Bowling Green, and then they knocked us off. And I know that, you know, they've been bitter ever since. And you know, the games had, even last year, very close game. Yeah. It seems like when these two teams play, it's always a good game.
Well, that's what we hope for again this week. And you know, last year the pretty prolific offense that Bowling Green had. Of course, Dino Babers has now moved on to, you know, a few hours down the road to Syracuse, and highly prolific offense, player of the year in the conference and all that, and we played them as close as anyone, I think 2024. Yeah, and we had some opportunities, and I thought we played an excellent game that day, and it just came up a little short there. So it should make for a great game. Looks like weather will be a little better than what we had last week, and hopefully there will be some people that are done with their Black Friday shopping and they want to check out a little college football.
Like that. Now, the new coaching staff here, obviously we talked about Dino Babers heading to Syracuse. What he was known for was that high tempo, what they called Falcon Fast offense. Does this new coach, this regime, is it a lot of no huddle?
Yeah, they're going fast paced. You know, on film, it's sometimes because it's all cut the way we watch it, it's not as easy to say how fast. I don't think they're quite as fast as they were last year. I think some of their, Coach Mike Jenks was at Texas Tech, so it's a hybrid of, you know, the Baylor system that Dino Babers is using. It's still a lot of no huddle and. But, you know, a lot of times those no huddle and fast offenses kind of get a bad reputation on the fact that they don't commit to a running game, and that's not necessarily true. What they're trying to do is spread you out, dictate, put stress, make the box, the down lineman and the inside linebackers define itself and kind of create more running lanes than, maybe sometimes when you're playing with a tight end and doing some things. So. But they've shown, they played with seven offensive linemen in some games. They'll do some different stuff to kind of create some edges to run the ball at you. They're doing a lot of different things, but in some ways it's been a little bit more traditional than normal.
Okay. Well, what's not traditional is that the game is being played on the Friday after Thanksgiving. And for you being the road team, that means you have to, the team will head out on Thanksgiving. Kind of talk about, what your plans are with the team and just kind of this unique opportunity.
Well, we practiced, finished practice today down at the Bills indoor facility. Just got back to campus here shortly. Our non-travel players that haven't had a chance to get home all semester, we've given them the opportunity, if they can get home for the Thanksgiving weekend, to get home. Any of our local players not traveling, we'll practice tomorrow. We've moved that up, trying to get players that aren't traveling again to get home to family. We'll have a team and really a program Thanksgiving meal tomorrow night, so we have a chance to have that with families. And then we'll bus out early Thursday morning and kind of just go through our regular, what would normally be our Friday routine or day before routine, and try to make we're creatures of habit, so we want to stay as much in our normal routines as possible and get ready to kick that thing off on Friday at 2:30.
All right, well, good luck against the Bowling Green Falcons on Friday, 2:30 kickoff. live right here on ESPN 1520, also on the Watch ESPN app and ESPN 3. When we come back, we're going to talk with senior defensive back, senior cornerback Boise Ross, playing in his final game on Friday, and I hope I have enough time. You're not a very talkative guy. I don't know if I'm going to have to pull some stuff out of my
thing. You may have to send this to an hour show, I think.
Yeah, but we'll talk, we'll visit with Boise when we get back. You're listening to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold live on ESPN 1520.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf synthetic grass fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub Grill. Our Millersburg location is now complete with 40 TVs and 41 taps. We have a new bourbon rack with 55 bourbons, whiskeys, and gins, a larger bank room, and lots of room for big parties. Santora's Pizza Pub Grill will have our giving tree for the holidays. Our new banquet menu has buffet and happy hour packages, so book your function early. Of course, Transit still has 60 taps and 70 TVs. We have a new expanded patio roof for extended season with fire pit and fire tables. Still, great food, the best people, and a great atmosphere for almost 90 years since 1927. Santora's Pizza Pub Grill, a premier family business. Eat local, stay local.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $265 per month. Only $265 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Buffalo, come White Out Alumni Arena on Saturday, December 10th, when the UB men's basketball team takes on Coppin State. First 2,000 fans through the door will receive a free ugly holiday t-shirt with holiday-themed promotions, special concession deals, and more. It's sure to be a game you won't want to miss. Tip-off is at 2 p.m. sharp. For tickets and more information, visit ubbulls.com or call 1-877-UB-THERE.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, right next to UB Stadium. Here's John Fuller.
All right, back live here at Santora's Pizza Pub, Pizza Pub and Grill. Excuse me. A little nervous. I'm in the presence of Boise Ross here. How are you doing tonight, Boise?
Doing great. Just finished up practice and really feeling really good about coming into this week and getting things started with Bowling Green.
How you feel? I know your knee was a little banged up the last couple weeks.
It's been a battle this year as far as my health, but I'm getting better each and every day, and I've been confident.
Talk about your senior year, because obviously it's not the senior year you probably had envisioned, obviously. You're obviously making the best of it, but I mean, just kind of talk about how you think your senior year's gone.
It's been rough. It's been tough, but the seniors and the rest of the staff has been very, very positive about what's been going on. They have a very infectious attitude towards how they want to play football and how this game should be played, and just following the coaching staff and their lead and listening to what they're doing, and that's pretty much it. Season's been tough, but the coaches, they've been really great, and they've been helping, and they're changing this program around.
So. Yeah, do you feel, I mean, I know I see you out of practice, you're talking all the time, very vocal person. I mean, do you feel like, you know, you're one of the leaders in this team? Do you feel like you're kind of an extension of the coaching staff sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes I'm very excited to be around. I put that on myself to just carry that energy because I can. it's just sometimes it's little things like teaching technique-wise or something like that, or sometimes it's things like just building confidence with players. And I think that's key, especially playing the position that I do. So I enjoy doing things like that.
No doubt about it. I want to go back to kind of when your season started, or when your career started. You actually were recruited as a wide receiver way back in 2013.
Not too many people know about that.
I know. You were a wide receiver for your first season, and now your second year you became a cornerback. But do you miss playing wide receiver? You think about it much?
Sometimes I talk with the wide receivers, like Marcus McGillin and their staff and their group, about how how they need to put me in a couple packages. But yeah, it's been a long road, long ride, and I'm happy things worked out in a way.
Yeah. So your sophomore year, you moved to cornerback. And they decide, we'll put him a quarterback. We'll throw him in against, should we throw him against Akron? No. Should we throw him against Kent State? No. Let's throw him in against Baylor. Yeah. Your very first game as very cornerback great. Was yes. against Baylor here at yes. UB Stadium. Yes. What do you remember about that? I mean, you had to have been a little nervous.
Yeah,
I would think.
Just a lot of nerves, but a lot of anxiousness and excitement as well. Just playing the opposite side of the ball. I've been that week. I had a great week of practice, but in the game is just a lot faster. So just learning now, trying to control myself and try to learn a little thing so I can slow the game down. It's been huge for me.
Yeah, we obviously learned a lot because you went on to have a good season in 2014, mm-hmm. and then you really had a breakout season last year, MAC. You set the school record for single season pass breakups, which a lot of people will say is because you have bad hands. not necessarily the record you want to have.
Not a record you want.
but it's still it's a good record to have. What did you learn from being a wide receiver? Did that help you playing the cornerback position?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Just knowing route patterns. And getting used to what most receivers do, because what I used to do at wide receiver, a lot of wide receivers still do, and you can only teach so much at the wide receiver position until it starts to get competitive. So I just reading keys and reading what they're doing helped me a lot, and that's something I still carry over into the defensive back mindset, and I try to do that for the younger group like Roy Baker and Tim Slack and all them guys.
Sure. Visiting with Boise Ross, do you have a favorite memory over your career, a game or a moment, or what's been your favorite memory?
Favorite memory was actually my first collegiate touchdown. Probably it didn't happen on offense because I used to play wide receiver and I didn't score, but my first TD came on the week after Baylor when we played Ohio, and Brandon Berry made a guy fumble and
that's
I picked it up for a 75-yard
touchdown. Late in the game, that's right. I do remember that. I was thinking with the FAU touchdown, the pick six, but then I remember you did have that one.
That was my first ever touchdown, and I was just really excited.
That's awesome. Yeah. So what's next for you? I mean, this is your last game on Friday. We play Bowling Green. Do you want to try to keep playing?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Just real right now, just cherishing this moment. These last couple of practices, that's all I've been doing. So just getting used to just being around my teammates and all that stuff right now is what's really important right now. But after that, of course, I want to further just do a couple of things if I get a shot, and do a lot of things, working with a lot of people, training and stuff, and trying to get my knee right and stay healthy is what's big.
Do you see coaching in your future? Because I do.
Yeah.
Do you think that the road?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's something I would love to do a long ways down the road. So just teaching in general, not just coaching. I mean, teaching the younger people and the younger athletes about what's going on and how the game's supposed to be played and what life is about. It's huge for me, just touching the whole entire youth group, and whether it's football, basketball, or any sport, just being the actual advisor for some of these younger kids will be helpful.
Yeah, I know a lot of times before road trips, we'll visit schools, and I always see in there high-fiving
the
kids.
Makes my day every time we leave for an away game. So, that's something I really enjoy.
Yep.
Man, whenever they have the energy, I just get excited.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's been great. It's been great. I'm glad that we started doing those type of things.
Yeah, I get a kick out of that too. Give me a story. The story of your name is I don't know if a lot of the listeners know that. I think it's just a really neat story. Just try to explain your full name and why you have it, and maybe your name's your brother's.
W.E.B. Du Bois was given to me by my uncle. My other brother's name is Langston. Mm-hmm. And my second oldest brother, because I'm the youngest, name is Ellington. So she all gave us names after the kind of like the Harlem Renaissance though. You know, she's really into those black male figures and black activists. So she was with it, but my uncle was the one that came up with the real idea. My uncle and my father, they talked it over, and they really were the one that came up with it. It carried on for a long time. Everybody didn't really know how to say my name, but because it's a French term, so not everybody knew how to say it. So everyone's just started calling me Boise. So yeah. That really carried during high school and during college. So I'm happy with my name. I love telling people where it came from and why.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt about it. And finally, Boise, you know, this Friday, take the field for the last time. And, what's going to be going through your mind as you throw the pads on one last time?
Oh, man, just cherishing the moment because I'm not a big fan of BG.
Yeah.
Just enjoying how far we came as a senior group, enjoying this moment with them and with the underclassmen because I really have a personal relationship with almost everyone. I enjoy my teammates. I enjoy my coaching staff. So just really embracing everything because we have a team meal coming up tomorrow, with Thanksgiving meal type of deal tomorrow. So just enjoying that and getting to be around them is great company. So just like I said, just cherishing the moment and go on there and try to play my best ball that I ever had.
Right, well, we hope you do, and good luck against Bowling Green Friday afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I want to thank head coach Lance Leipold for joining us, Boise Ross, senior cornerback, and Pasquale back in the studio for helping us out. That's going to be it for us tonight. Thanks for tuning us in, and we'll talk to you next time. Good night, everyone.
UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold is presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, co-sponsored by Kegworks and A-Turf, and brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, Town BMW, ComDoc. Go to UBBulls.com for schedules, highlights, and everything Buffalo Bulls. Go Blue, Go White, and Go Bulls.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.